The Moon. سورة القمر. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on reminding about the signs and warnings and showing the fate of those who deny them. For this reason, the verse, I have made the Quran easy to remember, so is there anyone to take heed, is repeated therein.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر.
Explanation. Verse number 1. The coming of the hour is close, and the moon split in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the splitting of which was one of the tangible miracles of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ.
Verse number 2. When the idolaters see any sign or proof of the truthfulness of the Prophet, peace be upon him, they turn away from accepting it and say, the evidence and proof we have seen are false sorcery.
وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ.
Verse number 3. They denied the truth that came to them and followed their desires in this denial. Any matter, whether good or bad, will occur to the one who deserves it on the Day of Judgment.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ.
Verse number 4. There has come to them reports of the nations that Allah destroyed because of their disbelief and wrongdoing that were sufficient to deter them from their disbelief and wrongdoing.
حكمة بالغة فما تغني النذر.
Verse number 5. What has come to them is complete wisdom to establish the evidence against them. The warnings do not benefit a people who do not have faith in Allah and nor in the last day.
فتول عنهم. يوم يدعو الداعي إلى شيء نكر.
Verse number 6. Since they do not follow the right path, leave them, O Messenger, and turn away from them, for the day when the angel appointed to blow the trumpet will call towards a horrific matter, the like of which was not known by created beings previously. Beneficial points. 2. The danger of following desires for the soul in the world and the hereafter. 3. Not taking a lesson from the destruction of the nations is an attribute of the disbelievers.
خُشَّعًا أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ.
Verse number 7. Their gazes will be lowered. They will come out of their graves as if, in the rush towards the place of reckoning, they are scattered locusts.
مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ.
Verse number 8. Rushing to the collar of that place, the disbelievers will say, this day is a hard one, because of the difficulty and horrors therein. After Allah mentioned the disbelievers turning away from the call of our messenger, peace be upon him, he informs him that the previous nations also rejected their messengers. As a consolation to him, he said,
كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَازْدُجِرْ.
Verse number 9. Prior to these people, who rejected your invitation, O Messenger, the people of Nuh also denied. They denied my servant Nuh, peace be upon him, when I sent him to them. They said about him, he is insane. And they rebuked him with various forms of swearing, abuse, and threats, if he did not stop inviting them.
فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر.
Verse number 10. Nuh called unto his Lord, saying, My people have overwhelmed me, and they did not respond to me. So take retribution from them by a punishment that you send down on them.
فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ.
Verse number 11. So I opened the doors of the sky to continuous torrential water.
وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ.
Verse number 12. I burst open the ground, and it became springs from which water gushed. The water coming down from the sky met with the water gushing from the ground for a matter that Allah has determined in eternity. Everyone was drowned besides those whom Allah saved.
وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ.
Verse number 13. I carried Nuh on a vessel that had planks and nails, and I saved him and those with him from drowning.
تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرٍ.
Verse number 14. This vessel was sailing on the clashing waves of water under my gaze and protection as a victory of Nuh, whose people denied him and rejected what he brought from Allah.
وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ.
Verse number 15. I have left this punishment that I meted out to them as a lesson and admonition. Is there anyone to take a lesson from that?
فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ.
Verse number 16. How was my punishment to those who denied? How was my warning that I will destroy them?
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ.
Verse number 17. I have made the Qur'an easy to remember, so is there anyone to take heed of the lessons and admonishment that it contains?
كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ.
Verse number 18. Ad denied their prophet, who would peace be upon him. So reflect, O people of Mecca, how was my punishment to them? And how was my warning to others about their punishment?
Inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsaran fi yawm nahsin mustamir.
Verse number 19. I sent on them a severe cold wind on a day of evil and misfortune that will continue with them until they arrive in hell.
تَنزِعُ النَّاسَ كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَعِدٍ.
Verse number 20. It picked up people from the ground and threw them on their heads as if they were the trunks of date palms uprooted from their plantations.
فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ.
Verse number 21. So reflect, O people of Mecca, how was my punishment to them? And how was my warning to others about their punishment?
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ.
Verse number 22. I have made the Qur'an easy to remember, so is there anyone to take heed of the lessons and admonishment that it contains?
كذبت ثمود بالنذر.
Verse number 23. The Thamud denied what their messenger Salih, peace be upon him, warned them about.
فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَّبِعُهُ إِنَّا إِذَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ.
Verse number 24. They condemningly said, "Shall we follow a human from our species, who is alone? If we follow him in this state, we will be astray from what is correct, and will be in difficulty."
أَأُلْقِيَ الذِّكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ أَشِرٌ.
Verse number 25. Has revelation been sent down to him, whilst he is just one person, and he has been chosen for it instead of all of us? No. In fact, he is an imperious liar.
سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرُ.
Verse number 26. They will soon come to know on the Day of Judgment who the imperious liar is, Salih or they.
إِنَّا مُرْسِلُ النَّاقَةِ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ فَارْتَقِبَهُمْ وَاصْطَبِرْ.
Verse number 27. I will take out a she-camel from the rock and send it as a test to them. So wait, O Salih, and watch what they do to it and what is done to them, and be patient over their harm. Beneficial points. 1. It is acceptable in the sacred law to make a prayer against the disbeliever who persists in disbelief. 2. The deniers being destroyed and the believers being saved is a divine custom. 3. The memorization of the Quran has been made easy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ونبئهم أن الماء قسمة بينهم كل شرب محتضر.
Verse number 28. Tell them that the water of their well is divided between them and the she-camel. One day for it, and one day for them. Each turn will be attended by its owner alone on the day allocated to him.
فنادوا صاحبهم فتعاطى فعقر.
Verse number 29. They then called their companion to kill the she-camel, and he took a sword and killed it, fulfilling the instruction of his people.
فكيف كان عذابي ونذر.
Verse number 30. So reflect, O people of Mecca, how was my punishment to them? And how was my warning to others about their punishment?
Inna arsalna alayhim sayhatan wahidatan fakanu kahashim al-muhtadir.
Verse number 31. I sent in them a single blast which destroyed them, and they became like dry trees that are used by a person who makes a fence for his sheep.
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ.
Verse number 32. I have made the Qur'an easy to remember, so is there anyone to take heed of the lessons and admonishment that it contains?